Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ay cha, nami angaze ngambona owako Jehova enqotshiwe. Thina sihlezi sinqoba ngazo zonke ikhathi ngoba sehamba nomnqobi oku Jesu Kristu ukuthi wanqoba ukufa. Ya ihambe njalo I three songs in a row. Bu hope well. Uthi angikaze ngimbone. Siqale ngo Duva ethi mudimo ona walandela u Victor Thompson ethi dependable God. Isikhathi ke sithi 16 after 3 njoba ngithembisile ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe ngino Boni Maleke an award winner.
Pa 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 pa.
Award gospel? Huh? Gospel?
Gospel artist. Award-winning gospel artist. Konu gospel, konu artist, konu award.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So, I understand what is konu bangani.
Sending a place, Anjana.
Sawubona njani?
Ngiyaphila njani sanibonani bamamela emakhaya.
Wow, ngaze ngajabula ukuthi ngibe nawe. Besiloko sikhuluma lana ngama WhatsApps. And ngathi yo, I'm looking forward ukuthi ngimbone lo sisi onomoya phansi kangaka. She's so sweet, bazalani. She is so humble.
Ushukela.
Siyabonga nje ukuthi namhlanje sivakashele. And ngiyazi ukuthi nomculo ozosithulela wona umculo ozosivuselela.
Amen. Ngiyabonga nami ukuthi ungivumele ngibe khona namhlanje ngizoshare space sakho nawe.
Amen. Okay, mhlambe ke asiqale ngokuthi sibabeke nje sithombeni abantu ukuthi ungubani uBoni. Liphelele igama lakho uBoni.
Maliphelele nguBonisiwe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So uBoni is stage name.
No, we just shortened it. I think so abanye abantu they struggle.
Okay.
Ubiza lonke Bonisizwe bangibiza amagama angawazi. So
yeah,
to make it easier, you know, Boni in short, mm-hmm. B-O-N-I, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So ungubani uBoni uzalelwe phi?
uBoni Siwe wazalelwa endaweni yase Rathanda ese Gauteng.
Rathanda ese Heidelberg, ne?
Yes, Heidelberg.
Okay.
Yes. Ngizalele ekhaya elikholwayo, which is the foundation of how all things turned out in my life and how I became to be a gospel artist because ngikhulele ekhaya la kusindisiwe khona.
Yeah.
But over and above abazali bami ukuthi basindisiwe nami kwafanele ngesinye isikhathi ngithathe decision nge life yami ukuthi I want to accept uNkulunkulu as the Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
So ekhaya singabantwana about four, two brothers, and I've got one sister, so we are four. Two mm-hmm. girls, two boys.
Hey, ba balance kahle ne abazali.
Abazali kweba kushaya beba kwazi ukwenza.
Yeah.
Beba ni recipe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so ngakhulela ke Rathanda until ngiya e high school. Then ngaye Bethal ngizwile there was somebody a listener from
yeah.
Bethal. Yes. That's where I did completed my high school. And ngaqeda umatric kwami emzinoni high school actually e Bethal. Then from there ngabuya ngangena mangosu to Technicon for a short duration. Ngabuya ngeze Val University of Technology la ngakompleta khona some diploma in chemical engineering,
mm-hmm.
and furthered my studies through UNISA. Ngastudia EPTech in safety management and also industrial psychology. I've worked with many companies, chemical manufacturing companies, explosives manufacturing companies, and yeah, that's where my career side of things is. So in 2021, during hard lockdown, where emsebenzini kwathiwa yimani kancana ke nihlale emakhaya, you know, that we saw as an opportunity for me to start thinking about, you know, instead of focusing on all the negativity. Took my pen, my Bible, started reading, and that's when I wrote my first song, which was then followed by Izingomezo 15 and the album Yakhona Yaphuma ngo 2021, ibizwa My Offering. Kule album My Offering sifake kunezingoma engiyithanda kakhulu lapho Psalm 91 ekhuluma ngokuthi he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. UNkulunkulu will send angels concerning you ukuthunya lokho luzongisho ukushelela. So it's just an affirming scripture for me. So that's one of the songs I like. But we also did Izingoma ezifana nabo uthando lukababa from Icilongo. Like I've said, ngikhulele ekhaya elikholwayo, and abazali bethu, I did a cover last week on Icilongo, and somebody was saying, hey, you just remind me how emakhaya besi Icilongo emakhaya. So Icilongo was also a part of the foundation growing up. So kunengoma uthando lukababa, and we did also igama lenkosi liyo inqaba ophephela kulona akayikwesaba. So so those were the 15 songs from the first album. And then siqhubekileke ngo 2022 te izinto mazivuleka sangena eJoburg Theater where we then did a live recording. And nayo izingoma ezu I think in 17 in total. That's my journey okay. Ngikhohle ukusho uboni ungu nkosikazi ka Oscar Maleke, and a mother to two beautiful kids uKatleho noLehlono lo Maleke.
Amen. Wow. So now so release your second album.
Yes. So
okay.
An Attitude of Gratitude is the second recording that we did, but we've been releasing it in our EPs of six songs. You would see there's different it's EPs of six, and then the last one was seven songs, and eyogcina iyo lesi ikhiphe manje ngo January 2024, which was the last part Attitude of Gratitude.
Okay. Sizoqhubeka usitshele kabanzi ngalolu hambo lwakho lomculo. Ithingi gijimele ngala.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Advertise your business on Radio Pulpit and get back on track. Radio Pulpit is a trusted brand for over 40 years with more than 400,000 listeners. We are now offering better than ever packages on radio and our combined platforms to boost your business. To advertise, contact Sanet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word ADVERTISE to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Ngihleli la no Boni Maleke ungumhlabeleli umculo okholo. Ya njoba ke besibekela udaba lwakhe ukuthi uzalelwe khona la eRatanda, and unama siblings awu 3. Willisbon?
No, second
okay.
Born.
Oh, second born.
Yes.
Okay. So, njoba ngizwe uthe uqale ukubhala nge lockdown. Bowazi sonke lesikhathi ukuthi you are gifted or you are talented ekuculeni.
Ngingasho ngiseculeni, yes, but ukuthi I can write my own songs, I cha ngiqala ukubona nge lockdown.
Wow. And ngiyayithanda ke leyo ukuthi uyabhala, because esikhathini esiningi uthola there's nothing wrong ngalokho ne ukuthi ukuthathwe ingoma bese uyayi bathu nizenzani konje mozo uyicula futhi ingoma ukuthi Yes, kune term enisebenzisayo emculweni. So ngiyayithanda the fact ukuthi wena uye wathatha ipen wathi ithi ngibhale lokho uNkulunkulu angipha kona.
Yes.
So bobukani mhlambe impilo or bobuka eBhayibhelini, bo umculo wakho bobhala ubhekeni.
So into eziningi, right? Kunengoma ubhekani kuJehova, which is on the first album. And looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, came about usizi ebesibhekene nalo ngesikhathi se-lockdown.
Yeah.
And we needed ukuthi sishifte i-focus from usizi because belo overwhelmed kakhulu uzithole. Hence you would have seen most people, they were struggling from mental health issues and so for me, it was when I wrote that song, it was out of Usize Welkhona, and to say it to people, you know what, let's look at Christ, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, because it's only him who will be able to sustain us or to carry us over to the other side, you know. But then there's other songs that comes while maybe I will be watching Umfundisi Eshumayela. I remember watching because ngaleso sikhathi se COVID, most of the churches then started streaming live on social media platforms. So I was watching Joel Austin talking about, you know, continue to believe in Christ. Even this moment, dear COVID, is going to come to an end. So I wrote a song there that I am not moved by what is not changing at the current moment, because I know that God will make a way.
Amen.
And things will turn around. So that's when I wrote that song. Psalm 91 is through my favorite scripture that I like, and that song then came through me reading the Bible. And Abotcolongwe Evangeli, like I've said, they were more inspired by my mom, her love for Abotcolongwe Evangeli. Yeah, it's a mixture of things. Some of the songs, they just come while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'll just wake up, go to the bathroom, hevere, just to capture what the melody that's in my head. And then I will go back to the scriptures and search more what the scriptures are saying about those two lines that maybe I heard. And then that will build into verses and choruses into the song.
Uyazi Bonnie, usakhuluma ngendaba ye lockdown, COVID-19 and all that. Ngamanye ama challenges okuthi sabhekana nawo empilweni, and lokho kwafika singacabanganga, you know. Empilweni kunjalo vela. Nawe empilweni yakho kukhona izinto okuthi ziyakunyakazisa, ne?
Yes.
Izinto okuthi zi-challenge, and uma uzibona ubona intaba nje okuthi awubona kulula ekutheni ungayigudluza. So as uboni imapha ama challenges owahlangabezana nawo empilweni and wabhekana nawo kanjani?
Ngizokhuluma nge-current one, as hard as it is to talk about it, but I will try. So post-COVID, my daughter has been diagnosed with a rare disease. So in that way, even as I'm talking now, she was in ICU and just moved this afternoon as we were coming here. She's been moved to the normal ward, you know. So that sickness, not many doctors know exactly how to deal with it. And it's a type of sickness that changes its form every time. Today, tomorrow she can't speak. You know, it changes in all directions and in all forms. But we understand, ukuthi, greater is he who's on our side than the one who's trying to derail us into focusing on this problem, your health, that we're faced with. We've received so much support from our leaders, Ebandleni, from our leaders in the church, Bishop Mtimkulu and his wife. And, you know, going through Izwi likaNkulunkulu, I think there's a scripture that they left us, and they said we need to declare, make a declaration out of that scripture on a daily basis. If you read Psalm 139, right, it talks about uNkulunkulu kwazile and he's the one who formed you even in, when ungaka thina singacabanga nokuthi uKatle would be there. God, yeah, was already there and he knitted her in my womb as ezalwa. Lithi mawulfunda noma ngicabanga ukukhuphukela entabeni, when you are already there, even when I turn around you are there. So that's the scripture that's now keeping us as a family together, understanding that God is with us and even this situation is bigger than us. So there's a song I wrote, Izimo Zonke, right? And that song, I didn't understand it when I wrote it, ngalesikhathi ngasibhala ngaso, until now when you trying to see izimo nasi sikubhekile and it seems like has changed, you know, because now we are in year 2 with this struggle. She's been in ICU a number of times where she had to go through life support. And now we start questioning, okay, Nkulunkulu, when we were singing, izimo zonke ziyakhothama, when we call your name, where are you? Why aren't you hearing us? Yeah. What is it that, you know, at some stage this week, I was thinking, Lord, what is it that you're trying to tell us through this situation as big in us? Is there a lesson that we need to learn? And we just need to learn to say, Father, when are you know better than us? Hence, when we even leave her and come, we still continue to minister and do the work of the Lord, you know, in the midst of all this, because we had to understand, Oguti, Nkulunkulu is the one who formed her, is the one that knows everything about her. Tina, we can sit there, cry and stress, you know, but will it change the situation? No. But if we trust in God and we keep our hope in him and we say, God, deal with this child. You are the one who blessed us with this child. And maybe just a testimony. Before she was born, actually, we had 2 miscarriages in between, right? So we are saying, I was even saying to God, those 2 other children, you know, you allowed them to pass, and this one you kept her. There was a reason. So we trust that God is doing something big with her life. Amen. And we pray and we trust God that whatever that God, the purpose of God in her life will be fulfilled. But us as parents, we need to make sure that we continue in our own purpose and trust God to do that which he said in his word he will do concerning her life. Yeah, so
ngithanda ifaith yakho, Bonnie, ngoba uNkulunkulu uyasho ukuthi angeke asithwese okungaphezu kwamandla ethu. I know vela kwamanje kunzima ngoba uma ungumzali uexpecte ukubona ingane yakho ijabulile. So kuba buhlungu uma umbona elele lapha embedeni. Uyasho uNkulunkulu ukuthi akukho okunzima for yena. Uthi nothing is too hard for yena. So uyasibona isimo sakho and ney'nyembezi zakho uyayibona uzophendula. And indeed he is your strength, njoba usho kulenkoma uthi you are my strength. Asimthathe la uBoni ngawo lomhlabelelo. Iphuma ku which album?
Iphuma ku Attitude of Gratitude, which was released ngo January 2024. Amen.
You're at 657 AM Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are my strength. Uyasho uJehova ezwini uthi, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
Uma thina si weak, yena uba strong for thina. I know Bonnie njoba ke bo khuluma la isimo sengane. ukuthi kuba khona ikhathi lapho ufila so weak ulahlekelwa ithemba kodwa ngoba uyamaza uNkulunkulu amandla akho uphinde wathole kuphi ezwini lakhe emkhulekweni and you are a worshipper
Amen.
You know siyawathola amandla lapho si worship asim praise uNkulunkulu nanoma izimo zingavumi. Yebo. Kukuhle kukubi siyamdumisa uJehova.
Amen.
Mm. You are my strength. What a beautiful song. Asivulele incingo sizo ukuthi lapha emakhaya bangathanda ukuthi ke bakhulume nawe obanemibuzo zivuliwe incingo 0123341322 uma uzoshange WhatsApp number ithi 0781400778 ungatexta o noma uthumele voice note ku 082657 2729 ungaphinda ushaye ku studio line 0123341322 so lena uthe iphuma ku which album the second one or the first one
the second one attitude of gratitude amen
yeah. Wow isikhathi 1542 ithi sikuphele sisikhathi mzalwane ungashaya isokusela mhlambe a minute uthi hey ngicela ukukhuluma nosisiboni esephuma la yakhuluma naye kusese manje 0123341322 asizwe la i voice note
good afternoon bahle and the radio pulpit family bahle kusisi studio also I just want to say hi and be mighty, be strong in the mighty hand and power of the Lord. With your daughter, Sisi, I just want to give a word of comfort from the book of Psalms chapter 107. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them. From the grave, and I also want to send you this other comfort word from the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 2. It says, But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Amen. Let your daughter be healed, and she's Amen. Already healed, for she is in the Maker's hand. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, amen.
Indeed, by his stripes, she is healed.
Amen.
012-334-1322 noma thumela a voice note ku 0826572729 umzwile ehlabelela la usisiboni kanti lo mhlabelelo uyakhuluma bazalwane ukhuluma ini izwi elikaNkulunkulu so sisiboni gonke lokho mokwenzeka ku affecta kanjani spiritually
I think for me it's more in a positive way kind of because
yeah.
you know it is in times like this when you then start to read more the word
yeah.
where you pray more than when things are going well because mm-hmm. we are tuned that way as people that's where we go closer to God actually
yeah, yeah.
so yeah spiritually I think we with the support that we have and the time that now we get to spend trying to find answers from the Bible, spiritually we have been empowered or encouraged.
Mm.
Then there's a physical side of things then where, you know,
yeah.
sometimes you feel so weak, like I haven't slept for days since mm. she was admitted in ICU. And only yesterday I tried to sleep because yeah. she's now getting better. But yeah, so the body gets tired, and we can just say he gives strength to the weary, and he will give us the strength, like he said in his word. You know, if you read Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, and ever-present help in times of trouble. So we understand that part as well, that even though the body may grow weary, but God is there to pick us up and give us all the power or to face what the challenges that we face as people. Yeah, and then psychologically, sometimes it's a bit difficult. I guess because the mind, the human mind, always takes you back, and you want to question God, why is this happening?
Yeah.
You know, and especially for a child that grew up with no ailment whatsoever, and now at the age of 16, you get this thing. Now, how do you deal with this thing? You know, I mean, as we grow stronger in our faith and in the things of God, every other aspect of our life then gets stronger as well, because we always fall back to the promises of God, which is what's helping us as a family. And we support one another, between me, my husband, and my son. Even my daughter always says to me, Mommy, don't cry about it. Aww. Just smile it off. Aww. You know, God is in control. So we also encourage one another as a family.
If I may ask, udokotela uthi yini lokugula?
So they call it myasthenia gravis.
Okay.
It's a very rare neurological condition.
Okay.
Where the body starts attacking the muscles, and then she'll get weak.
Oh.
Either it's the muscles of the legs or the hands, the neck. Sometimes she can't even eat because the muscles of the throats or the lungs get affected. The muscles of the lungs are not functioning, which is why then she has to go through incubation. So it's something that's very rare, and everyone is just trying to find their way around this.
So sibuyele emculweni, ngibona uphethe i-trophy lapho.
Ibuyaphi le-trophy? So after the release, the first release of An Attitude of Gratitude in 2023, we entered a number of Busbies and awards, foundations and stuff like that. So for Ingoma Independent Gospel Music Awards, CSA South Africa, we were nominated. We had four nominations I can't even remember all of them now. Okay, but anyway.
Yeah.
So we were awarded one for Best Live Recorded DVD, which is the award that you're seeing here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also nominated by the Free State Gospel Music Awards. And there we didn't come back with any. And also nominated by Crowns for a live recorded DVD. And we also did not get anything there. So we know both sides, the winning side and the losing side. God wants us in balance, because we also win a long because we start a bunch of grow in a kind.
Yes.
So now we know how to talk to people who went into a competition and didn't win. How then do you pick up yourself? How do you pick yourself up and move on? And we know the other side, when you go to war and you win it, you know, going back and thanking God. So we know both sides of the world, which I think God is also teaching us a lot from these experiences.
Sisavuliwe ingcengo bazalwane usasekhona la usisiboni kuzokuyoshaya o 4 o'clock. So manje kusele nje asithi plus minus 7 minutes ukuthi ungakhuluma naye 0123341322 ungashaya na ku WhatsApp call 0781400778. Unga texta na ku 0826572729. Ngiyazi ukuthi ngikunikeza inombolo eyiningi esikhathi esiyi-1. So wena nje zihlukanise noma uyisave efonini yakho u 0781400778. Yi WhatsApp call muzo shaya nge WhatsApp, and then 0123341322 i-landline leyo, and then mozo thumela i-voice note noma uthumela i-text usebenzisa u 0826572729 nayo ngeye WhatsApp, so singa confuse.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yeah, Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
0123341322 ya ungakhuluma ke nosis Boninjo ba ebeshera itestimony yakhe nanokuthi ke kuhamba kanjani ku emculweni. Uma ngifunda la iprofile yakho ngiyabona ukuthi u involved ku mentorship programs lapho ukuthi you are grooming, you are sharing your life experience nabantu abasha, especially women in the workplace, and then nasenkonzweni. Yeah, so uba mentora ngani?
So like I've said, mostly the background I'm in the workspace is I'm always surrounded by men.
Okay.
So I needed to change the narrative, you know. How do we bring about women in these environments? Because society tells us that a chemical manufacturing site can only be dominated by men.
Yeah.
So in 2001, we were some of the few ladies that then they trialed in one of the biggest chemical manufacturers. We said, okay, let's try and bring women. And, you know, that opportunity that was given to me, I had to make sure that when I get to some, I don't want to say to the top, but when God does well for me, how do I then take other women with me along?
Yeah.
You know? So, I currently am catering more for students who have studied safety management because now I'm in the space of safety, health and environment and quality. So I give them every year I take three students where I give them the 1 year exposure, because I've realized they would see most of these companies, they would say we need you to have an experience of so much,
yeah.
But you know, where are these kids supposed to get the experience if we're not going to give it to them? So yeah, I've started those programs. Every year we take three kids, one in Pietermaritzburg, one in Durban and one in Johannesburg. Then I would rotate them in different businesses within my company, where we then give them the exposure, and we rotate them to different areas so that they also get to expand their networks, and then from there, yeah, we try and assist them to get work. So so far, yeah, we've had four that has got permanent positions now who are working in these environments that we seem to be male dominated, and yeah, it's all about just empowering and giving back, because we have now walked the path. How do we then carry the next women along with us?
So emculweni nombona ekuphi uboni kule nyaka ezayo, 5-10 years?
I guess we've got our own plans, right, and goals every year, but we always need to check and make sure that it's aligned with the will of God. Because I've also picked up that music can be very ufana nenyawo, you take it once and then you want to do it over and over. Now it's like you can record every year.
Uthole an artist ne, like maybe ahlale boma 10 years.
Yeah.
Angangeni ku studio a record. And then sending nangu sekavelile sekabuyile futhi. Uyahlabelela. So Njoba usho, now I understand ukuthi akuphumeki.
Akuphumeki.
Yeah.
Once uNkulunkulu akunike lento and a white taster for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we recorded in 2022.
Yeah.
Go November. We are already now in discussions for the second album. I sometimes say to my husband, you know what, it's open to Gabo, I blew it. Because these things don't come cheap either.
Yes.
And the returns, I think if you go to music thinking you're going to make money, and you've got another thing coming.
But I'm happy Uba Maleke, uya support.
I've got a very supportive husband.
Yeah.
No, I've got a very
big ups to him.
Bon. Some are saying he's the husband of the year. He's the husband of the decade.
Ay, nami ngisho njalo. Melana nabo.
So the plans for this year, we have plans to record another album.
Yeah.
God willing. But we've got another album that we're going to release either towards the end of the year or early next year. We're busy with post-production. That album we shot last year, Efirinaheng, Banyat Theatre. So that project is also going to come out. And then other than that, you know, we're pushing our presence in the media space, in churches, being visible so that people get to know that there's this Bonnie somewhere and get to go and check our music. Yeah.
Easter,
Easter, we've got a few invites. We're going to be going through a number of churches, but we will definitely be home at Koinonia Bible Church, and then we will be moving to all the invites.
Okay. Invites.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Mighty God. Let the invite come.
Okay, good on me, Lezala. Dumelang Sisbahle and Boniki William Rabi Ngakani from Kosebokeng, Otis Day Blessed Family. Victory belongs to Jesus. We love you, Boni, from, how do you pronounce Koinonia?
Koinonia. Oh, my word.
Yes, Bible Church. Let's again. Ubingelela ngo 2 Peter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life.
Amen.
Umyalezo wakho siphuma uthini kuwo wonke umuntu ikakhulukazi asikhulume nabaculi kuba baningi abafuna ukungena kule industry, you know, and then mabafika kube khona izinto ezibaxakayo. So yini okumele bayiqaphele izinto efana lezi?
I think the thing I show would see, you know, when we look at TV, everything looks so glamorous.
Yeah.
And people don't know the struggles that musicians undergo.
Yeah.
I normally tell people, if you want to venture into music, firstly, you need to have love for it and not the love of money, thinking you're going to have money out of it. And go there because it's what God, and allow God to elevate you at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you see people get into music and then you start wanna funnel or somebody because you went there comparing yourself to others, or you start now being in competition with people. Ride your own ride and trust God that lang mega corner, it's the time where you need to be at that time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no competition. Live your life. And most of allow God to order your steps.
Yeah.
Allow God to pay way for you. It's the only way, because otherwise uzozithola ukhipha amajojo, uzazithola wenze lokhu, ubani ufuna lokhu, ubani ufuna lokhu, and you derail from the core thing. I think most musicians, especially in the gospel space, we start sithi hayi sifuna ukushumayela ivangeli, and then masongenile ngaphakathi, it's no longer about ivangeli now, it's about all these things, abo ma awards, abo ma inini.
Yeah.
You ground yourself, find yourself grounded in the word of God, and not allow yourself to usweywe around by all these glamours that you think are there.
Yeah. Bakuthola kanjani mhlambe laba bathi hey singathanda ukuthi azo fellowship nathi? Yeah, abathanda nje mhlambe ku invite, utholakala kanjani?
So I've got a website, or even through all my social media platforms. So if you go to my website, there's a page here, contact us. So you go in there, that's where you can find an email to book me. So it's www.boni, which is B-O-N-I, Maleke, M-A-L-E-K-E. So Boni Maleke, it's everywhere. You'll find me on LinkedIn for those who need some mentorship platforms. If it's on the social space, it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Boni Maleke everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even I've got my YouTube channel where you can get hold of all my music as well as the Vivo channel.
Amen.
Amen.
And you got a number?
My number, I would prefer using an email.
An
so
email.
If you go
okay.
to my website, or if you go to my Facebook page,
that's
when you click on contact
for.
Us, yeah. It will send me an email.
All right.
Hallelujah.
As Pumege ngo Psalm 91.
Hallelujah.
Nale Pumaguyo. Second album. Amen.
Siyamethemba uJehova. So he surrounds us all the time.
Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.